Welcome to Car Con Carne. I'm James Van Ostel in lovely, although rainy and kind of snowy, downtown Geneva for this episode's recording. And before we begin, we've got amazing food on the way for this episode. Before we begin, I want to talk directly to you, the Chicago or suburban homeowner. Winter's over. You wouldn't guess it from looking outside, but winter's over. It is spring. Now's the time to take a look at your house, at your roofs and your gutters and your windows, and assess whether or not the storms took their toll on your place. If you think you may have a reason to call insurance, you need to talk to my guys before you talk to the insurance company. Suburban Roofing and Siding. They're a family-owned company that provides interior and exterior home remodeling services throughout the Chicagoland area with more than 40 years of collective experience. Roofing, siding, windows, gutters, they do everything. Call their friendly team right now. And they are friendly, I swear. And get started today. 224-677-6149. 224-677-6149. I'll make sure that information is also in the post that goes along with this podcast episode. Or visit suburbanroofingandsiding.com. Car Con Carne, also brought to you by this here book, 90 Days in the 90s, written by Andy Fry. 90 Days in the 90s, it is a trip, a literal trip backward into the 1990s, specifically the 90s in Chicago. What a time, what an era. We're still talking about that. We're still celebrating all the cool things that came out of Chicago during the 1990s. Take a trip back with Darby as she discovers the Gray Line, goes back in time, and then has to make that fateful decision. Does she stay in the 90s or go back to whence she came? 90 Days in the 90s, get it on Amazon.com or through the 90 Days in the 90s website, 90daysinthe90s.com.
It's Car Con Carne. Let's eat in the car. It's Car Con Carne. And now here's the star of our show.
Car Con Carne. I'm James Van Ostel. I am in Geneva right now at Foxfire, 17 West State Street in Geneva. To my right, if you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube, my guest is Casey Gulbro. He is a chef. He is a restaurateur. He owns Foxfire and Copper Fox restaurants. He is also a chef ambassador for Certified Angus Beef, which is about as badass a title as a human being can have.
A beef ambassador.
A certified Angus Beef ambassador. Mm-hmm. That may be the manliest title of anyone who's ever sat in this car.
It is very distinguished. It's few of us out there right now, but it's a great brand, and to be certified Angus Beef Ambassador is really an honor.
So, Foxfire, great place for a special occasion, night out with friends, after work dinner. We're right in downtown Geneva. Spectacular steak and seafood menu, and we're going to dig into that here in a second. And as we eat, are you comfortable eating and talking?
Oh, yeah.
You're a chef. That's your world.
I'm comfortable. Well, you can't see my belly, but I'm comfortable eating anywhere, doing anything with food.
So as we eat, I want to talk about the history. I want to talk about the family aspect of building the restaurant. And let's just take a peek at what you brought for show and tell today.
All right.
So what do we have here?
Well, today we have our Surf and Kurt. It is a 6-ounce certified Angus beef filet with a 4-ounce saku block ahi tuna. It's named after my dad, the Kurt. It's his signature steak. It's Cajun crusted filet. Sorry that it shifted a little. And the tuna is also Cajun crusted. Comes with a wasabi yogurt and a teriyaki glaze. And then it also comes with Brussels sprouts.
Well, let's see the Brussels sprouts.
All right.
Well, will the wasabi yogurt make my nose run?
It's not that hot, but
I'm kind of hoping. I've been congested for the past week.
It'll go great with the spring weather we're having right now.
Look at those Brussels.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's in the Brussels? I see carrots. I see...
We got a little bit of carrots, a little bit of Brussels sprouts, of course. It's with the teriyaki glaze with a little bit of wonton. I'm probably really messing up that sauce.
what is it?
Chili. It's a paste that we use. It's a
the wonton.
Wang Chung tonight. Yes, it's the Wang Chung sauce. It's got a little spice to it.
Good.
Some sriracha, some teriyaki. It'll open your nose a little bit.
Now, chef, steak is finger food, right?
Oh yeah.
Can I just grab?
Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm just. this. Oh, wait, there's the avocado.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm going big here.
Going big, going for the surf.
Uh-huh.
You got the...
Oh, the tuna comes next.
Yeah. You got a little steak sandwich right there.
I do. I do. And I... My kingdom for a plate.
Well, here.
No.
I'll get a napkin.
Oh. Well, the first thing you realize is just how tender this is. How this just melts in your mouth. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. If it's not certified, it's not the best. Our fillets are barrel cut. They're going to be the tent. You don't even need a knife.
Mm-mm.
As you just proved, you can just shoot in there perfectly. If they get a nice view of your bite mark, it would be like barbecue.
This is a perfect medium rare. Which, by the way, why would you order your steak cooked any other way?
I ask my girlfriend that all the time. She's a medium well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's odd. But, yeah, medium rare is the way to go for me. Even a little more to the rare side, I like. We do a wonderful Pittsburgh-style ribeye. I could have brought that out for you, but that would be a little hard. Mazda doesn't come with plates. But
that Cajun crusting is really...
Mm-hmm.
It creeps up on you, but it's like... Really beautiful spice.
Yeah, and you get that with that little bit of wasabi yogurt on there. It's a great blend. The avocado cools you off.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me dig into the tuna here. Oh, look at this. That is gorgeous. All right, you opened this place 20 years ago?
Yep, we're celebrating our 20th year in December. We opened up in 2003. It was originally my dad and a couple partners. I came in a year later.
I've got to interrupt you. The tuna's spectacular.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
No, this dish is one of our more popular dishes at night. It's called the Surf and Kurt. We do a couple different variations of surf and turfs. We have the classic. We have a New York surf and turf, which is with a scallop Dijon and New York strip.
Ooh.
We have a Cajun ribeye and shrimp, a Louisiana shrimp on top. It's a Cajun surf and turf. And then we have the surf and Kurt.
All right, so let's talk about Kurt. Let's talk about the history, because with the Cajun and the Louisiana, is that where your dad's from? Is that where your family roots are?
We come from the Cajun hills of Decorah, Iowa. no, it's a play on, it's something that one of our servers, you always used to like teriyaki and Cajun, and my dad got addicted to it, so I kind of put all his favorite things together, and we have the surf and Kurt. So it's got a little Asian-Cajun connection. It's a very popular dish.
So 20 years in, at this location, your dad, you've seen some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've lived through literally all the things as a restaurateur.
Yeah, we've gone all the way through, 2008 to COVID to everything. We've survived. We're thankful that if it wasn't for Geneva, we wouldn't be here.
Well, that was my next question. Obviously, the menu sustains you, and the menu is what people talk about first. I mean, this is renowned statewide, renowned steak. People love what you're doing in the kitchen, but you can't exist without the support of a community.
No, without Geneva, we wouldn't be here. It's just the community love, the customers that come through the doors. We have a lot of support here with from the mayor on down. It's always been a home for us. I've been here since... I started going to church out here when I was 12.
Okay.
So it's kind of been our hometown from West Chicago, but it just Geneva. We know we're thankful, we're blessed, so we always try to support the community as much as we can too. Like this next month, we have Tip a Cop coming up, which is a wonderful charity for Special Olympics. The cops will be here serving people, taking tables, and the tips all go to the torch run for Special Olympics.
Police officers are going to be waiting tables.
Yep.
You think they're going to go home and have those, like, service dreams that everyone who works in the restaurant industry has? Like, I'm in the weeds. I can't keep up with orders. They're going to have totally different nightmares from what they normally do.
Oh, yeah. They're going to leave the restaurant and then wait and be in front of the restaurant for their next shift. It's those lovely service dreams that we all get, or they hear the tickets going through their head.
Oh, my God.
It's a great time.
I remember when I worked in a restaurant, work a double, go home, have nightmares of being in the weeds, then wake up to open the next day. I'm like, I can't even get a break in my sleep.
Oh, yeah. The nightmares of clopins. When you close and open,
the clopins.
It's, just, It's just a fun time. You know, we're blessed with a great staff. Since we've been here, we have some of our first servers and busboys still working for us. Yeah, still. So for 20 years, you can come in. You'll see Nick and Marcy. They've been here forever. Our kitchen crew, he started as a busboy. He's now my sous chef.
Oh, that's awesome.
So the family atmosphere is not just the people that own it. It's just you see familiar faces whenever you walk in.
So, all right, let's go back to your involvement. Your dad opened it. When were you brought in? Don't answer yet. I've got to eat more steak. Are you eating any of this, or is this just...
This is just you.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. I have another one in here for you, too.
You do not.
Yeah, there's two in here. I'm going to steal a piece of steak.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, so your dad opened it. When were you brought in the fold?
As I'm enjoying the steak. I was brought in the fold a year later. We actually had another restaurant called Keanu's that we owned. I was brought in to manage that one. When the partnership dissolved for Foxfire, I bought out one of the original partners, and we had to actually sell Keanu's. So I was brought in a year later. I started out as running the floor, but my culinary background kind of brought me into the kitchen. In 2008, I took over the reins in the kitchen and been doing it ever since.
And that was what I was going to ask. Culinary background, did you go to culinary school? Were you just always in kitchens?
Actually, I was always in kitchens. It was kind of the school of hard knocks. I started out bartending, and one day a cook wasn't there. They threw me in the kitchen to help out, and everywhere I've been since, I've been in the kitchen or behind a bar. So I can make a really mean old-fashioned or cook a really nice steak.
You can cook a really nice steak.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe we'll test the old-fashioned after this.
Yeah. Well, not in the car. That might be frowned upon.
Exactly,
now,
after this, yeah. Open carry laws.
But no. Yeah, but we, I eventually did go to culinary school. The goal was to, I wanted to one day teach, because wherever I go, I like to show others how to do things. And I thought, what better way to do that than to become a professor? So I actually did go to culinary school not too long ago at the College of DuPage. It was incognito. Nobody knew I owned a restaurant. Nobody knew I was a chef. And it was so interesting just to see my peers, how they teach people, how they train people, and learning the different techniques that other chefs have. And I strongly suggest it if you've been in the game. I mean, I've been doing this since I was 14. If you're a chef and you're starting to get a little burnout, or you're not, you know, you're not feeling the love, enroll into a class and go in there undercover, and it just sparks a new love in you.
Just see things through fresh eyes.
Yep, and then I brought in with me different ways of training, different ways of cooking, picking up new techniques, and it was just very, it was funny because then the chefs found out my background and everything, but the students didn't, and it was still kind of cool. Every class from there on out, even on the culinary and hospitality side. But yeah, it just refreshed. It's kind of like the resharpened the knife a little bit.
I get that. That all said, I mean, you can teach those kind of skills, kitchen skills, approaches, techniques. You could teach those to anyone. But I've always held that there is just a certain innate aptitude that chefs have. Like, stuff you just can't teach, whether it's that passion or just that innate ability to look at ingredients and understand how they work together and what they'll translate to.
Yeah, it's just we get a lot of experience through eating, putting things together that some people wouldn't, like wasabi yogurt and a Cajun sauce,
which is amazing.
Just plays well together. It's just a labor of love too. You'll get if you have a chef that doesn't love what he's doing, then you're not going to have good food. You're not going to have a happy environment. You know, sharing the hospitality, sharing the love of food, sharing the love of family with everybody. It's something that you get when you come into Foxfire and Copper Fox.
This is like candy.
It's meat candy. It's certified Angus beef. There's no ways about it. You just melts in your mouth. And beef tells a story. Certified Angus beef, one of the reasons why we use this meat and we've used it for so long is it is not just the best beef, but the beef tells a story. It goes back to the ranchers that that raise this cattle like it's their own family.
Is this the Iowa in you talking right now?
It's a little bit of the Iowa in me. It's the dad was a farmer too, but I went down to Arizona last summer for their annual meat conference, which is, if you ever get a chance. But it brings,
I feel like I want to take a nap just hearing that there's such a thing.
It brings together the ranchers and the culinarians and even the retailers that sell this beef, and you get to see the stories of these ranchers that in the middle of the winter go out to birth cattle and how they take care of them. It's an amazing thing. If you ever see the certified Angus beef symbol, know that there's love behind it. It's not like these big conglomerate chicken farms or pig farms. These are individual ranchers that come together. It's an amazing story. Go to certifiedangusbeef.com and read about the ranchers. You'll definitely taste the difference in their meat.
Let's talk a little bit about the menu, because beyond steaks, you have things I would expect. You've got your approach to chops. Mm-hmm. Sounds spectacular. I love a good pork chop.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the Iowa in me. That was one of my first things I made for Dad was a pork chop. He came out to Iowa, and he just, ever since then, he can't stop talking about how good our pork chops are. We use a Duroc pork chop. We have a wonderful truffle mushroom. Sorry, my phone just beeped. Truffle mushroom pork chop served with a truffle mushroom sauce. It just... instant unami when you put it in your mouth.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
And then we have a nice maple bourbon pork chop, too, with these candied sweet potatoes that are just mashed with nice little vanilla bourbon sauce. We know our pork. We know our seafood. And we definitely know our steak.
Absolutely. And you're open for lunch. We're here on a Saturday afternoon. Lunch menu is obviously different. I mean, there's crossover.
Yep.
Lunch menu is obviously different. Do you get a busy lunch crowd? Like, are people coming in for steak for lunchtime?
Yeah, we do a good lunch special. We do have a lot of good lunch specials too that bring them in. We do Monday we have our burger special, half pound burger for $7.25 with side.
That's insane.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yep. Tuesday we do our surf and turf at night. We have a short rib and roast turkey sandwiches that we serve for $6.95. Wednesdays we do classic melts, so we'll have your patty melt, grilled cheese, short rib melt. Those all start at $6.25 and up. And Thursday we do a lobster roll, and then coming on
these
Friday,
these prices are honestly shocking.
Yeah, we try to pass on the savings. We try to get people in. We know it's hard times right now, so we know people are bagging their lunch. They're not always coming in, so. Mm-hmm. We try to keep it under $10 to come in. We do have our steaks, of course, on there. Unfortunately, we don't have a steak under $10 right now.
Yeah, of course.
If we did, you wouldn't want to eat it.
But a half-pound burger for $7.
Yeah.
That's astonishing.
Yeah, and certified Angus beef. It is a great burger. Monday nights is one of our busier nights, so we do that special all day long.
Damn.
Sometimes we have more people coming in for our burgers on Monday than we do for our steaks on Friday.
That's amazing. And I think we can all agree the patty melt is a delightful sandwich.
A dad's favorite.
Is it?
Yep.
I love all those diner food type mm-hmm. concepts.
All the classics. You get the nice melted butter right on that marble rye, and fried onions, or not fried, sautéed onions and, mm-hmm. and mustard and cheddar and certified Angus beef, and it just melts in your mouth. You think the steak's good. Just slap that in there.
This is the only time I can imagine eating a steak and being able to pop it in my mouth and still conduct a conversation. This is so easy to just chow down on. I'm going to town on this. I'm sorry, Casey. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You know, we were, the last few years, ever since before COVID, we've been going up the ranks. We started out in 2019. We were the top 12 steakhouses in all of Illinois. And this past year, we were number 3 in Illinois. We keep climbing the ranks.
That's awesome.
We keep trying to do our best. But we're not your grandfather's steakhouse. You know, we have nice wood tables. We have live music Fridays and Saturdays.
It's just a cool vibe. I love the exposed brick.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a cool look. Welcoming.
It's all original, too. So our building is from early 1900s. When we came in, it was all covered and plastered with false ceilings. Tore it all down, washed it all up. So it's exposed brick, wood trellises. Sorry, a little bit of
easy for
mouth.
You to say. Yeah.
All original. So you walk in, and we know the history too. From when it was first, they built carriages in there, all the way to when it was Geneva Meat Market, to Sea Captain's Lady, which was a women's consignment store to us.
Oh my lord!
So it's got a lot of history. It's a fun time, and it's just come on down, check us out.
And there has been a trend at steakhouses to appeal to vegan and vegetarian diners. The cauliflower steak is now a thing.
Yep. We were playing with that. We didn't think it would be a success that it was. The cauliflower steak, roasted cauliflower. We put some Montreal steak seasonings and other secret spices on there. Serve it with a wonderful chimichurri.
Mm.
All 100% vegan. And just people love it. You can't beat it. We're always working on our vegetarian and vegan dishes. We have two on our menu right now. We are going to expand it more in the summer. But yeah, I have a lot of friends that are trying to convince me to put more on the menu. So we're working on it.
Well, I was going to ask about that too. For a steakhouse, it would be easy just to set your menu, set it and forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, we got the basics. We're good. How often are you thinking about adding to the menu or tweaking it or messing with it?
Well, we have a sign in our window. It says new menu. See our new menu. It's up there year round because we do change our menu up more than just seasonal. We will change it up month to month. Things come in, things go off. We try to keep it sustainable. We try to keep it in season, bringing in new seafood. And plus with everything going on since COVID, it's hard to get the shrimp sometimes. Mm. It's hard to get the chicken. So we have to make adjustments. But yeah, every week you might see something different. We do weekly specials too. Tonight we have a wonderful, Happy Lobster Newburgh Day today.
Ooh. Today as we're recording this?
As we're recording this right now. Hopefully that doesn't age this. So only see it on Newburgh Day. But we're doing Lobster Newburgh. Actually, we're doing a filet of Lobster Newburgh. So it comes with a 6-ounce filet.
Oh, and that sounds great.
Wonderful creamy Newburgh sauce and fresh lobster. It's a treat. But, you know, we do change it up. Tonight we have a wonderful miso salmon as well.
Ooh.
So we keep on trying to change things up. The kitchen loves it. At our sister restaurant, Copper Fox, we do different specials. It's similar menu with a little bit of steak flair, but it's a little more like a gastropub. But we do seasonal dinners there. We do special events. We have a wonderful wine dinner coming up with Bell Cellars. The kitchen staff loves it because it brings in new culinary treats that they had never thought of or never saw. We get to try things out, and then that ends up becoming maybe a menu thing. So, like, we have a nice coffee ancho chili rubbed ribeye over at Copper Fox with this wonderful mushroom cream sauce. We tried it at a wine dinner.
I'm bordering on full, and I'm getting excited hearing what you're talking about.
Well, I got another steak, if you know. Well, you have to bring that home to the kids.
Oh, I will. I will, believe me. The stuff you're talking about at Copper Fox sounds...
Oh, yeah. It's our little culinary playground. We do a lot of development over there, too. Mm. So, and we share the staff. So my sous chefs that have been with me for 17 years, 18 years, are at both locations. So it the food translates well. It's a different concept, but you get some familiarity with it. Sorry, a lot of drool coming out.
You're not the first. All right, so as mentioned, that right there, that's Chef Casey Galbro. We're at Foxfire at 17 West State Street in Geneva. What a menu. What spectacular steaks and seafood. This steak was just poetic.
Mm-hmm.
I love
it. I liked it.
Oh, my gosh.
It does deserve the name. I mean, it's my dad's a great guy. You'll see him if you come in on Friday nights. He'll be singing Johnny Cash with the band.
I was going to ask. You've got a Johnny Cash portrait right by the front door. Is that a dad thing?
That's a dad thing. One of the bands, he would sing with them every Friday night that they came in. And so they actually had an artist in California. It's all graphite. They gave it to him as a gift, and we put it up. So every Friday or Saturday when Kurt's in, you'll hear a Johnny Cash song.
Have you been to the Johnny Cash Museum in Nashville?
I rode past it last year. I was at a motorcycle for Indian and Jack Daniels. They had a big thing down in Nashville. We rode right by it, and I'm like, I need to go, and
it's pretty cool.
Missed it. Yeah,
especially compared to the Country Hall of Fame in Nashville, which is really cool, but it's so big, it's so dramatic. The Cash Museum just feels very like DIY, for lack of a better way to say it. It's just a much more approachable space, and I'll never forget, in the museum there is a metal cup, and there's a handwritten note from Johnny Cash saying, "This is from the warden of Folsom Prison. This is a cup he gave
awesome.
me." Right, Mm-hmm. You kind of get chills looking at stuff like that.
Johnny Cash was definitely one of Dad's heroes, still is, even though Johnny Cash is not around, but he just was one of a kind. You know, the Man in Black, just in it, yeah.
And we are Men in Black.
Yeah, we are.
Because black is slimming. That's what we do coming out of wintertime.
Yep.
All right, Chef, Spectacular Food, thank you so much for jumping in the car on this kind of dreary winter is back day. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got to love spring in Illinois, where it's, it's snowing and we're fogging up the windows.
Yep.
It's a good time.
Good time.
It's probably the food, though.
It is absolutely the food. Foxfire, 17 West State in Geneva, a lovely place to visit, fantastic place to eat. Thank you, Chef.
Well, thank you, sir. I really enjoyed it, and this car is very roomy for what I thought. It's quite the treat to be in your Mazda.
I undersell it so that I'm managing expectations.